I'm an awful person. Basically, my neighbours are moving and they can't take their cat with them. She's a sweet little thing. She really is. And, well, basically, the new land person just doesn't like pets. And it was a choice between that and essentially putting her into cat protection. So I offered. And I've now got a very pissed off cat in my bedroom, sitting in the girls' litter tray, hissing a lot. And she's not happy. And I can't blame her, darling, poor little dying cat. But I feel shit. You know, they came and dropped the cat over, and I wasn't expecting them to do it right this second. And then my friend started to cry, and then her kids started to cry, and then I started to cry. I'd love to say Granny is happy with the predicament. I mean, I don't even know if she's going to be able to stay here, because she might just get unhappy in Scarpa. But I'm going to do my damnedest to make sure she's happy. I can't. I've got to try before, you know, the cat's protection route is taken. Because once she leaves, you know, her other half who's still in the house is never there. And that's, you know, at least here, little puss cat has got Sari and Isis to play with. And they get on really well. As for Eunice, well, that's a work in progress, as with all things. But if the girls can deal with it, then, you know, he is hoping. But it just, it makes me feel so shit. You know, I've offered a way out, and I was fully prepared for it until the moment the cat came in the door. You know, oh, poor little man. So I've got some food and water in there, and the Fellyway's on, what's it? And the two girls and Eunice are in here. I just feel so shit. I feel like the worst person on the planet. And I really, really feel for my friend, because she's just so upset now. You know, it's all very well when you've got the prospect of doing something, but it's not until the moment that you suddenly realise, I can't take my cat. Shit. You know, oh, I mean, the only thing is, at least if she's here, it's not the same as putting her into cat's protection where you get adopted and you never see them again. You know, and I did want a third cat. Note to self, don't ask the universe for stuff unless you really, really know what you're getting into. Seriously. But I don't regret it, but I just, it's going to be a tough couple of days. God, seriously. Bastet, Lady of Cats, it's, you know, this would be a really, really good time. Goddess. I don't regret this, I don't. And the parental unit has taken it quite calmly, which is something, because the parental unit was like, you're not having any more cats. Seriously, that's actually what she does. But I just, you know, I just want to do the right thing by this lovely little cat. You know, the only downside is that my neighbours only live a couple of doors away, so the cat is going to be a bit confused. But we'll get there. We'll do it. We can do it. And at the end of the day, at least my two are pretty friendly. So, you know, the only wild card is, well, larger than the cat and has a big fluffy tail and woofs. But my friend's going to come around in the morning and we'll reassess then. And hopefully, you know, couple of days she might sell. Oh, goddess, I hope so. Anyway, I don't think I'm going to get much sleep tonight, so, you know, talk to you in the morning.